When Congress allowed the federal assault weapons ban to expire in September, it cleared the way for certain guns to be made and sold again legally in the U.S. At NPR, we wondered what that meant in reality, what's on the market now that wasn't on the market before. NPR's Wade Goodwin went to a gun store in Dallas to find out.
So, you want to buy a rifle like our troops are using in Iraq, something like the M16 with a flash suppressor, a bayonet lug, and a collapsible stock? Well, step up to the counter and tell the man what you want.
I want to take a look at an AR-15 and see if you got any high-capacity magazines.
Sean Perkey, a lifelong hunter and gun enthusiast, has come to Target Master to buy what used to be classified as a banned assault rifle. Tom Manowitz, the owner, knows just what Perkey's looking for. He brings out a sleek-looking weapon with a collapsible stock.
It accepts the .223 caliber. The magazine is called a Beta C Mag. It holds 100 rounds. It's a double snail drum, and it's one of the best magazines on the market.
Perkey takes the gun from Manowitz and looks it over. Perkey is holding a pre-ban AR-15. It was made prior to the assault weapons ban in 1994. It has the features that the ban outlawed: a muzzle flash hider, which makes it difficult to see the gun's location. It has a collapsible stock, makes it easier to conceal. And there's also a place for a bayonet. But what sets this particular purchase apart is that along with his rifle, Perkey is buying a 100-round magazine. It's called a drum magazine. It looks like two snails with a tall rectangular stock in the middle. The cost of all this firepower? $2,000. Buying an expensive gun like this is like buying a car. You try it first. Sean Perkey takes the AR-15 and a big Ziploc bag full of ammunition and heads for the indoor range. Once inside, he attaches a human silhouette to a target carrier, and with the flip of a switch, he sends the paper man sailing into the dark. At 100 yards, the target slaps to a stop, suddenly alight in the glow of a bank of hidden spotlights. But before the firing can begin, there's a chore: loading 100 rounds of .223s into the clip. From a sitting position, Perkey leans the barrel against the rifle rest, squints his left eye as he looks down the barrel, and slowly squeezes. Even at the length of a football field, it is easy for Perkey to put neat little holes in the center of the paper man's chest. But it's more than just the accuracy over long distances that make this weapon so formidable. The Colt SP-1 and others like it, like the Uzi or the AUG, the Galil or a Fabrique Nationale, can punch through drywall like it wasn't there. Is there somebody in the next room you want to kill? With one of these, there's no need to go in there. Shove a 100-round magazine into the stock, and an opponent's best strategy against this weapon is to run, even if he's armed. The sheer magnitude of gunfire that can be laid down with this clip in this weapon makes aiming almost irrelevant. Having found the range, Perkey decides to open up. See if you can count the shots over the next 12 seconds. Rounds, which leaves 70 more in the magazine. But it's not just semi-automatics that are available at Target Master. Listening to Sean Perkey happily blasting away with his new assault rifle was too much to bear for employee Stuart Gelb, so he one-ups Perkey and brings in an automatic rifle they have for sale.
This is an actual M4. This is a registered Class 3 weapon. We are a Class 3 deal, which means you can legally own and purchase fully automatic weapons in the state of Texas and about 32 states in this country after going through a 6-month to a year background check.
Civilian automatic weapons fire in 3-round bursts and cost between $8,000 and $20,000. Firing an automatic weapon is not easy. The bullets want to climb up and out of the target area the longer you hold the trigger. But Gelb knows what he's doing. As long as you are a citizen in good standing, you can buy these weapons at Target Master and thousands of gun stores around the country. But the fact is, you could always buy these rifles, even during the 10 years the assault weapons ban was active. What that law did was prohibit gun manufacturers from including specific features in their assault rifles, features that Congress felt were menacing, collapsible stocks and muzzle flash suppressors, for example. But manufacturers like Colt still continued to make assault weapons without those features, and it was always legal to buy assault weapons, even those that had the banned features on them. You just couldn't make them like that anymore. Manowitz has nothing but contempt for the expired federal law.
The ban drove up the prices on the existing guns, and that was, in my opinion, the only effect that it had.
Sean Perkey was happy with his new rifle. He stashed it under the back seat of his extended cab and drove away. Perkey plans on surprising his brother-in-law by giving him the 100-round magazine as a gift to use in his AR-15. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Dallas.
And photos of the gun that Sean Perkey bought are at our website, npr.org.